The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Portions of the following program may contain pre-recorded material.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
I do not want to give an inch when it comes to any more COVID mandates.
If this president has the ability to mandate vaccines, what powers do we not grant this president? This should scare Democrats just as much as it scares Republicans.
I think he's got a pretty big credibility crisis on his hands because all of these problems showed up after he said something the exact opposite.
Now, from the Relief Factor.com studios. Here's Mike Gallagher.
Well, here we go into another week, the week of September 20th, 2021. A lot of apprehension, a lot of anxiety, a lot of good news. Thankfully, the parliamentarian shot down the Biden administration's despicable effort to provide a path to citizenship to illegals as part of their $3.5 trillion infrastructure plan. Infrastructure, it's human infrastructure, says Jerry Nadler. Parliamentarian said, nope. The Senate parliamentarian ruled yesterday, and this is a big win for anybody who is disgusted by the thousands and thousands of illegals who are gathered under bridges in Del Rio, Texas. Now we've got an influx of Haitian illegals, and this is a major blow to these crazy lunatic Democrats who wanted to provide illegals with legal citizenship using reconciliations that would have allowed them to pass politically immigration changes with only 50 votes as opposed to the usual 60. The parliamentarian ruled changing the law to clear the way to legal permanent resident status is tremendous and enduring policy change that dwarfs its budgetary impact. You know, as I look at the thousands of illegals who are camped out under these bridges, there's what, by one estimate, 15,000. And the Biden administration deported 300 of them. Wow. 300 deportations. And there's thousands and thousands of these illegals who are under this, in Del Rio, Texas. The administration supposedly is going to start deporting more. Wonder how many of these Haitians have COVID. I wonder how many of these Haitians have COVID. I mean, a pretty strong segment of the illegals from Mexico had COVID. We know that. We've got data on that. We have any data on how many COVID-positive Haitian illegals are coming into the United States? And speaking of COVID, riddle me this, Batman, and this will be a tough one. This is going to be a toughie. And I'll get shut down if the right people are listening to me, but I got to say it anyway. Let me ask you this. Have you read about Israel? Have you been following what's happened in Israel? 80% vaccination rate. It's a pretty big deal. It's pretty cool. It's good news. 80%. Why do they have a COVID problem in Israel? I was just talking to some people in the hallway before I came into the studio. And we were all like chatting about the problem in Israel. ICU beds are near capacity. They're having the same debate over there that we have here. There's anti-vaxxers. There are people who don't believe in the efficacy of the vaccine. When you hear that a country is 80% vaccinated and there is still a COVID crisis in that country, what does that tell you? What does that tell? What does that say to you? What does that mean? I think there's only one conclusion, but I'll let you start. I mean, the answer I got in the hallway a few minutes ago, as somebody sort of, you know, nervously burst out in laughter, was, well, obviously the vaccines don't do what they say they're supposed to do. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I'm got a test this week with my doctor, and he's all about maybe getting a booster if I want it. I've had the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. I'm taking ivermectin every week as prescribed by my physician. I'm taking some normal precautions because over and over again, we keep hearing that we have got a long way to go before we even get close to getting this thing under control. All right, simple question. If an entire country has 80% of its people vaccinated and there is still a COVID problem, well, what does that tell you about the efficiency of the vaccine? Now, maybe it has to do with Israel. I don't know what kind they've got. I was reading over the weekend. They've got the Pfizer. I think they have AstraZeneca. I mean, maybe somebody who's got more information about Israel would like to call. Because from where I sit, that would be a worthwhile conversation to have. 1-800-655-MIKE. We're in the ReliefFactor.com studios for a Monday. We got a lot of breaking news. Horrible story of this poor girl that Fox News has been all over. This missing young woman, her body was found. The boyfriend is missing. It's one of those peculiar stories where, for some reason, some media outlets love that story and they're all over it. It's just a heartbreaking story. It seems like it's pretty clear that what seems to have happened, but who knows? Feels like the whole country has been kind of following the progress of this poor girl, Gabby Petito. We got political breaking news. We got the budget news coming up. We got all kinds of stuff coming up. But I want to focus on this for just a few minutes as we kick things off. When you hear me report accurately, and this is a fact, that Israel has an 80% vaccination rate or better, and they still have a COVID problem, what do you say to that? 1-800-655-MIKE. We have one open phone line. I hope you join us right now. 800-655-6453. Your voice, your call, your perspective coming up. I am glad you're with us.
Text the show on the MyPillow text line. 1-800-655-MIKE.
I'll bet you've seen Pete and Seth Talbot on the TV, the father and son owners of Relief Factor. Boy, are they great guys. They have a heart for the hurting. They just want to get you out of pain. They also do a whole lot of things behind the scenes that you'll never hear of. In fact, let me share with you a little secret. The 1995 quick start that I always tell you about, where you could try the product, the 100% drug-free Relief Factor for 3 weeks for $19.95, they lose money on that deal. But they know you're probably going to keep ordering because it does work, and they want to prove it to you. Relief Factor is made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals. It goes to work on the inflammation that causes back pain or neck pain or hip pain, pain from a workout at the gym. I want you to try. Go to ReliefFactor.com. If it doesn't work, you notify them after 3 weeks, and you're out $20. But if it does, consider what life could be like. Could be like pain-free. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
For a complete list of everything the Biden administration has done well. Okay, that's it for today. The list will be replayed tomorrow. Have a good day.
Hey, Mike, not only is Israel giving a booster shot after the initial shot for COVID, they are now giving a second booster shot.
I'll give you this proposed question. We've had a flu vaccination for approximately 79 years. But yet we still have a flu season. Why is that?
Okay, fair enough. We get the flu shot, but people still get the flu. We got the COVID vaccination. People are going to still get COVID. I know all these people who are getting these breakthrough infections. Chris Rock, the famous comedian, he's got COVID. He was fully vaccinated. Laura Loomer, who is the firebrand conservative, big activist, political candidate. She evidently was saying she hoped she got COVID because she wanted to kind of show that it wasn't as bad as the flu. And she kind of made some, she's very, very staunchly provocative on the issue of COVID. Well, now she is asking for people to pray for her as she has evidently been very, very sick with COVID. So, you know, I mean, here's the headline. Out of Newsweek, Israel's grim COVID data. COVID case data from Israel suggests that vaccination alone is not enough to completely halt the pandemic, experts have told Newsweek. Scientists around the world have been closely watching Israel to see how vaccinations could affect the pandemic, because after all, that's what we were told, the vaccines would solve this. Israel launched a rapid vaccination campaign in December of 2020. They're now at almost 80% or over. Yet Israel currently has one of the worst rates of biweekly COVID cases per million in the world. What does that tell you? Dwayne, we'll start with you. Hey, Dwayne, welcome to the Mike Gallagher Show.
Well, I'll tell you what it tells me. Is that while the vaccine that we have was extremely effective initially, the vaccines cannot keep up with the mutations.
Mm-hmm.
And the mutations are causing these problems. And the people that are unvaccinated are causing even more problems with this. I mean, it's no different than our flu shot. You know, you're going to get the flu shot, but, you know, how is this stuff mutating from the time it goes from manufacture into your arm?
Right
to there. So
it kind of piles up. You've got the Delta variant on top of people unvaccinated, and it's just kind of piles. It just piles on.
It truly does pile on. Mm-hmm. I mean, quite honestly, well, what did I hear last week? Is there another mutation they found in California?
There's the mu variation now. And so here we go. I mean, you know, it's like. Go ahead.
But again, social responsibility. One of the things that seems to be really missing in this country over the last X number of years is the idea that, quite frankly, you do something for the greater good. Would we have ever eliminated polio if everybody had the attitude they have today? Probably not. So when you look at this, you know, even if it's partially going to be able to knock down the Delta variant, that doesn't mean you don't take the darn thing. Because the question is what impact do you have on others that are, frankly, more susceptible?
All right, Dwayne, let's see what others say. Appreciate the call. Steve, you're up. Hey, Steve, what do you think?
Yeah, I think that this is not news. You got to remember that Pfizer, Moderna had 95% effective rates. J&J had 85% effective rates. That means in our country, with the vaccinated population, we'll still have about 10 million people getting COVID that are vaccinated. So when you hear these case numbers, they're irrelevant because they're a different sort of case. They're not near as serious as somebody who's been vaccinated. And it really needs to be part of the reporting that, yes, this is exactly how the vaccines are supposed to work. This is not news.
You know, I think there was an expectation that the vaccines would somehow be this magic bullet, that we were going to end this pandemic once we got vaccinated, and it's just not so. And if you look at Israel as a model, think about what it would be like if the United States had an 80% vaccination rate. We'd be popping champagne corks and saying that we've beat this thing. And yet, evidently, if Israel is any indicator of what that would look like for us, we would still be in a mess. 800-655-MIKE, thanks. Susan, you're up. Hey, Susan, how are you?
Good, thanks. I think the answer about Israel is one of two things. Either the test that says a person's positive is bogus, or the vaccine serum is a placebo. They both can't be right.
Or what the other caller said is true, that you're still going to have breakthrough cases of people who are vaccinated. And this Delta variant has sort of rendered the vaccine not nearly as potent as it would have been, as it was.
Yeah, I think the reporting is not right.
Could be. I mean, listen, I don't blame you. I mean, it's hard to find fault with anybody who questions the reporting, because the reporting has been all over the map. In fact, we'll share some of that with you. Also coming up, a professor at Virginia Tech apologizes to her students. Wait till you hear what she's apologizing for. That and more all ahead on this busy Monday. I'm glad you're here. 800-655-MIKE in the ReliefFactor.com studios for a Monday, September 20th. Glad you're here. You see it at the pump, the grocery store, and construction costs. Another month of the highest inflation since 2008. Another month where that paper money you're carrying around is worthless. What's your plan to protect your savings? You have homeowners insurance in case of a fire. What insurance do you have in place if inflation sets in further and pushes prices even higher? Well, my insurance plan is gold and silver from the Birch Gold Group. If you haven't reached out to Birch Gold to diversify your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA, you need to do it today. Text Mike to 474747. We'll send you a free info kit on protecting your savings with gold. They've got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tons of five-star reviews, thousands of happy customers. I'm one of them. Talk to them. Have them help you safeguard your retirement savings. Text Mike to 474747 to claim your free no-obligation info kit on holding gold and silver in a tax-sheltered account. Text Mike to 474747. Take the first step in protecting your savings today.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
And let's remember that the politicization of these vaccines started back in the presidential campaign. It was started by Vice President Harris, you know, who said that I will not take a vaccine that's approved by Trump or by Trump's regulators. That put this in a totally different area that allowed it to be politicized, and that politicization is continuing now.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
Isn't it astounding to note what the media doesn't ask? We know what they do ask, but what about what they don't ask? Have you noticed, for example, you hear very little conversation about how there are thousands of Haitians along the U.S.-Mexico border? I mean, Del Rio is in Texas, right? This is the U.S.-Mexican border. Thousands and thousands of Haitian illegals. Mainstream media likes to call them migrants. They're just looking for a better life. How'd they get there? Who brought them there? Who paid for that? How does that work? And, you know, it is a nightmare. It's a total nightmare. Biden administration, I mean, this has been a disaster across the board. And yet Americans are still rugged and spirited and optimistic. There's the coolest thing. There is a game. The Florida Gators have a tradition. And they may not have beat Alabama, but the crowd did something that I think has taken on a whole new meaning. College football all over the country Saturday, stadiums packed full of people, a lot of blank Joe Biden chants. People are very unhappy about the direction of our country under this Biden administration, and his approval rating continues to drop. No way around it. He's off riding his bike, not answering any questions at Rehoboth Beach. And listen to this, to the fans in the stands. This is a Tom Petty song, right, Eric? Won't Back Down. And this is a huge, huge message to the beast. The media machine, the academics, Hollywood. Who watched the Emmys last night? Who cares? The intelligentsia, the New York Times. Listen to a message from the American people represented by a very, very impressive mass sing-along from the Florida Gators. Does that not give you chills? Tens of thousands of people enthusiastically saying, stand your ground, I won't back down. Now, I get that it's, I guess, a football tradition for the Florida Gators, but that takes on new meaning now, doesn't it? That's got a whole different meaning today when we consider what we're being put through by this government and by these lunatics, these inmates running the asylum. Can you imagine the audacity of trying to push through making illegals give them residency and give them a pathway to citizenship as part of a $3.5 trillion infrastructure plan? Are you kidding me? I think it was David Limbaugh who tweeted out, the only thing that's more audacious than this, I mean, first of all, it's beyond comprehension that they were doing it in the first place. Oh, and a quick update from over the weekend. There were a few dozen people who gathered at the U.S. Capitol for the Justice for J6 rally. You know, the trouble with the way the media covered that and the way they had more reporters and cops there than protesters, the protest is based in asking a pretty simple and profound question: how long are you going to keep somebody in jail on a trespassing charge? How long are you going to keep people locked up? And there are still people in jail as a result of January 6th. If you've got an answer to that, I'm all ears. 1-800-655-MIKE. Portions of our show are brought to you by Job Creators Network. We got a big event coming up this week, Thursday evening. You're going to want to be here in Tampa Bay because we're going to have the terrific, it's part of the JCN bus tour, the Job Creators Network bus tour, and we got a big stop Thursday night. Thursday, here in Tampa, we are going to be on stage, Governor Ron DeSantis, who many believe may well very well may be the presidential contender, the GOP candidate in 2024. He has done an extraordinary job. Don't believe the haters. Don't believe the DeSantis haters. This guy has been nothing short of remarkable. And he's going to be on stage with us. Alfredo Ortiz from Job Creators Network. Larry Elder scheduled to appear. I'll be on stage. We want to meet you there after a year, after almost 2 years of the lockdowns, the mandates that have crippled America's economy. Our leaders in D.C. still haven't gotten the message, but I promise you Governor Ron DeSantis has the answer, has a lot of answers. I want you to go online and get your tickets, because tickets are going fast. This is this Thursday night, the Job Creators Network's Bring Small Businesses Back Tour. On stage, Governor Ron DeSantis, Gallagher, Elder, Rebecca Walzer. You see her on Fox Business Network all the time. Alfredo Ortiz starts at 5:30 with the VIP reception. It's going to be at the Grand Hyatt Tampa Bay. Again, it's this Thursday. Get your tickets now. TheAnswerTampa.com. TheAnswerTampa.com for a special in-person event that you're not going to want to miss. I promise you it's going to be a lively evening of great conversation. Get your tickets now. It's this Thursday at the Grand Hyatt Tampa Bay. TheAnswerTampa.com. 19 minutes before the hour. Here in the ReliefFactor.com studios. Lots of questions about the vaccine. Lots of questions about where we're going. Dr. Francis Collins was on with Chris Wallace yesterday on Fox News Sunday. Had a pretty interesting thing to say about authoritative statements. Now, I immediately thought of people like Cuomo, Gretchen Whitmer, Gavin Newsom, because there's just no question that the tyrannical impulses have been realized by a lot of major Democrats. Listen to what Francis Collins from the NIH said to Chris about, well, his view of authoritative statements.
We'll have to see what they say ultimately about the youngest individuals because of concerns about benefits and risks. But I will be surprised if boosters are not recommended for people under 65 going forward in the next few weeks. But we'll wait and see. You know, Chris, what you're seeing here is science playing out in a very transparent way. This is the way it ought to be. I'm a little troubled that people are complaining that the process isn't working for them. The process is to look at the data, have the experts consider it, and then make their best judgment at that point, recognize that the judgments may change. If people want an absolutely authoritative statement about here's the right answer, well, that's not what our country is all about. Move to China. You'll get it there.
Now, that could be interpreted in a variety of ways. Perhaps he's simply saying we're sort of making this up as we go. We admit it. We're not going to give authoritative statements. That's how I read it. I mean, listen, here was Fauci with CNN's Jake Tapper over the weekend. Tapper seemed to be grilling Dr. Fauci about going back and forth. Biden was all set to go with booster shots as of today for all of us. And the FDA came in and said, nope, only 65 or older, and only if you have, you are extremely vulnerable. Again, major confusion, very, very complicated. So here's Jake Tapper pressing Fauci about this flip-flop, because you got one day Fauci saying, oh, we're ready to go with boosters. Then the FDA says, not so fast. Listen to Fauci try to tap dance his way out of this one.
On Wednesday, you said in an interview, quote, if they say we don't think there's enough data to do a booster, then so be it. I think that would be a mistake, to be honest with you. So on Wednesday, you said it would be a mistake, so... But now you're saying you don't think it was a mistake?
No, I mean, when I was saying that mistake, my own personal looking at this, again, just because I look at the data and say I would do it this way, that's the reason why we have qualified groups of people who together as a committee examine all the data and make a decision. So I have no problem at all with their decision. The thing that I'm saying is that data will continue to come in, and I believe you're going to see an evolution of this process as we go on in the next several weeks to months.
You've said there are indications that the vaccines lose some effectiveness over time. So you still believe that at some point the general public will need booster shots, just the FDA advisory committee is not there yet?
Jake, what I believe, and again, this is my opinion as a scientist and a public health person, that it is entirely conceivable and maybe likely that ultimately when we look back on this, the proper regimen for protection, optimal protection, and durability of protection would be more than just the prime and the boost followed by 3 to 4 weeks, that it might actually entail a third boost. That is entirely conceivable because remember, Jake, when we did the initial studies, what we did was we had to move very, very quickly because we were dealing and still are with an emergency situation.
Have you ever heard any more ridiculous in your life? You couldn't keep up with this if somebody held a gun to your head. How are you supposed to keep up with that? How are you supposed to know? I mean, so on, even Jake Tapper from CNN. Here's CNN calling out Fauci. Wednesday you said, if the FDA says no boosters, that's a mistake. Now I'm all on board with the FDA. Absolutely absurd. Absolutely ridiculous. We can't back down. We must not back down. Let's take a lead from all those thousands and thousands of fans at the Florida game. That was such good news, and I love this. This ought to inspire you. May we all be Florida right now. More coming up. Stay with us.
The latest reporting and analysis on the big stories of the day on the Daybreak Insider podcast. It's top-notch reporting from SRN News, along with the sharpest insight from Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Dennis Prager, Sebastian Gorka, and the voices of townhall.com. The Daybreak Insider podcast. It's your first look at today's top stories. Available at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, and at salempodcastnetwork.com.
What I want to know is, do you think in Texas that the illegals coming across the border, unvaccinated and stuff, are our problem that we are having such a spike in on all this stuff? All right. Thank you.
And there's no question, and the mainstream media won't touch this. The beast won't touch this issue. How many illegals are bringing COVID into the United States? We're talking 15,000 of them. Many originally from Haiti, according to the Wall Street Journal. Can somebody answer that question? I didn't do real well in geography in school, but I don't think Haiti is near the U.S.-Mexico border. How did 15,000 Haitians show up in Del Rio, Texas? As we know by now, they formed a makeshift camp under a bridge while they wait to be processed, with a fence on one side and the Rio Grande on the other. All entered the U.S. illegally, obviously, and are expected to try to claim asylum in the U.S. Now, Biden has really put his foot down. Of the 15,000, they have flown 300 back to Haiti. Now, that's quite a trip. From Del Rio to Haiti, to Port-au-Prince. How do they get from Port-au-Prince to Del Rio, Texas? What an insanity. Is it David or David? Let me get line three here. I'm sorry, is it David?
Come on, David.
That's all right, so I figured. Tracy's having a bad day. How you doing, David?
Yeah. Well, we are the Democratic
penal colony. You know, all you got to do is put a D beside your name. They're already fast tracking the voting. Come on now.
Yep.
Do the math. It doesn't take long. Send us your prisoners. Send us your inflicted. You get empty the hospital. You name it. Put them on the jet. Send them here. Put them on a bus. Put them on a train. Put them on a C-17 Globemaster. I mean, come on. Do the math.
I know.
Doesn't take long to take red states right on out, along with the blue states with all your COVID quackery, which has already been weaponized. But anyway.
What do you think Democrats or anybody who voted for Biden, what do you think goes through their mind when they see 15,000 Haitians huddled under bridges in Del Rio, Texas? You think they're happy with their vote?
They're damn rhinos. Damn Republicans. Just saying.
I guess. Yeah, it's our fault. It's Trump's fault. Trump did it. Portions of our show brought to you by MyPillow. The MyPillow towel sets are back. These towels are the most absorbent towels you will ever use. A whole bunch of people are continuing to support MyPillow. These towels are normally $109.99. That's a six-piece towel set. You know, you get the big oversized plush bath towels, hand towels, wash rags. Normally $109.99. Get this, $39.99 with the promo code MikeG. You will never experience towels this absorbent. Mike Lindell decided to come up with towels that finally work. Of course, the MyPillow itself, the premium, is normally $69.98, now just $29.98 with promo code MikeG. Thanks for supporting MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com. Look for the Mike Gallagher Radio Special Square. Click on that box, and with anything you order, be sure to enter the promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. Or call 800-928-6034. 800-928-6034, like we love to sing.
The best night's sleep in the whole wide world is MyPillow.com.
Promo code MikeG. Coming up, I got to share with you something that Ted Koppel did on CBS Sunday Morning yesterday that will probably blow your mind. The one show I thought was safe, no more.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.